Parker's back to talking on the Wet Tails Podcast. Logan Mark and Patrick talking on the Wet Tails Podcast.
Welcome, welcome everybody to Web Tales, the Spider-Man podcast, where we go through the history of the web slinger from the very beginning all the way to present day. And I'm joined by the man called Batch.
That's me, baby. Ow! Ow! It's showtime, because this is Web Tales, the number one Spider-Man recap podcast. We're saying so, it must be true. This week on Web Tales, we are doing the Amazing Spider-Man number 189, still only 35 cents.
Only it was like the bag and board doesn't even cost that much these days.
Yes. Marvel's TV sensation. So we're going to have to get around to doing that TV show.
One day, yeah.
Maybe next episode. We keep saying that eventually it will happen on this podcast.
One day.
On the cover, we've got the Yeti.
The Yeti.
Holding J. Jonah Jameson at a window with Spidey going, "Wanna bet, Bunky?"
Mm-hmm. So, now it's funny. Who is the mystery menace?
It's funny. He talks on the cover, but he doesn't say a single word in the issue.
Yeah, it's true. I kept reading the issues. Like, when the mummy gonna talk? He talks on the cover.
Yeah.
Some false advertising bullshit right here.
But as always on Web Tales, we like to highlight the creative teams of the issues we recap. So this issue of Amazing Spider-Man Mayhem by Moonlight, written and edited by Marv Wolfman. John Byrne and the Madman Jim Mooney are the illustrators. Madman's back. Jay Novak is the letterer. Glenn Wine is the colorist. And Jim Shooter, the shooter himself, is the consulting editor. Part of the Bang Bang Gang.
Bang Bang.
Same as The Rock. Evidently, The Rock's part of the Bang Bang because he doesn't know it's supposed to be one up, not guns up.
Yeah, that's got to be a hint to something because he's done it more than once.
Yes. He keeps forgetting. Oh, shit. Put your thumb up.
Yeah. So, Spidey's swinging through town, and most of the crowd seems fine with him right now, except there's this one asshole who thinks that Spider-Man's still a crook.
Shaking his fist at him.
Mm-hmm. Damn you. And Spidey's just thinking about all of his problems, you know?
He's got to go get to Aunt May, because she's being moved out of the old folks' home.
Yeah. I was thinking about this while reading this issue. How many issues has Aunt May been in the hospital? It's got to be like 40 issues.
A lot. A third of our episodes of Web Tales, she's probably been in the hospital or been sick at some point.
Yeah, probably. Easily.
Because we've done over 200 episodes of this podcast so far.
Yeah. And a good chunk of them, she's fallen down already. So you can't use the sounder.
Oh. Yeah. She goes again.
Well, he also has the ability to fall down while already lying down.
Yes.
Okay. Spidey's whining a bit. Now he's thinking about his Betty problem. Because Betty's a huge problem.
Because she won't go away. Yeah. No means no, Betty.
No matter how hard he tries. So Peter gets there in time to see Aunt May off to her new residence.
The old folks' home.
Yeah.
And, I just have this vision of like Ben Stiller's character from
Happy Gilmore.
Yes.
I love that. So Peter's like kind of acting like Aunt May's about to die because he's like talking about how much he's going to miss her.
Well, she could at any minute. She is old.
Yeah, she is old. So she gets driven off.
Gone are the days of the running joke on this podcast is that her and Aunt Anna are going off to Florida for hedonism.
Yeah, that's really where she's going. She's like, enough of Peter's bullshit worrying. I gotta go party. And Anna.
She's going to the old folks swingers lounge.
Mm-hmm. So Peter sees her off in the hearse ambulance, I'm calling it.
Yes.
And
she's falling out of the ambulance.
Oh, jeez. We find out the Undertaker was driving it.
Yep. Where to, May?
And then Dr. Asshole here says...
Dr. Tompkins.
Yeah. Well, there goes one problem out of your life, Parker. And I bet you're relieved knowing you'll never have to visit that dear woman again. And Peter loses his shit at this point.
He almost slapped him like The Rock slapped Cody Rhodes.
Yeah. Let's be honest, this doctor deserves it. Like, he's an asshole.
He did. Like, yeah, the doctors, I'll be nursing these wounds for weeks.
Yeah. Yes. But Peter just kind of grabs him and lifts him up in the air until he realizes, oh shit, I can't do this. Yeah. Well, no, I'm Spider-Man. So Peter runs away and kind of feels bad that he almost killed Dr. Asshole.
Mm-hmm. We then cut to the Daily Bugle, and then there's Joan on the phone because last issue somebody stole.
John Jameson!
Spoilers.
Oh. So Jameson's losing his shit. He wants his reporters to find his son, goddammit. But so far, no luck. Robbie comes to warn him that apparently somebody's out for both Jonah and Spider-Man.
Oh, no.
So you better watch your back, Jonah. Robbie wants to get some bodyguards, but Jonah tells him no and leaves.
Well, at the end of the day, Robbie does the right thing and he runs the story.
Yes, with some editing for truth.
Yeah, because you know truth is important.
Yeah. So we get a little bit of a shadowy figure here talking to a mummy-looking guy.
Mm.
Saying that, it is your task to slay Spider-Man at the very moment J. Jonah Jameson dies as well. So Robbie was right about that. So Jonah goes and visits his main squeeze, Marla.
Who, the doctor.
Yeah. She didn't know that Jonah's son got taken.
No.
So she solves this by making him a cup of tea or coffee, I don't remember.
She spiked his drink.
Yeah. Put a little something there to calm him down.
Yes. She gave him some good CBD.
Yeah. Jonah could use it. He's always so tightly wound.
Yes.
Meanwhile, Spidey's at a sporting goods shop ready to thwart a robbery. And
he must have got the notification on his map.
Yeah, his friendly neighborhood Spider-Man app. So he just smashes through a window, you know, as Spidey does, right?
Yes.
And there's a guy, he makes fun of the guy for like his his pantyhose mask.
Yes.
At that same time, the cops show up and they kind of give shit to Spidey for like ruining their whole plan.
Well, it's not our favorite cop, Stephen Murray.
No, they're not there. So in the end, the old shopkeeper is rescued and the robber gets shot. And Spidey gets a promo cut on him.
Mm-hmm.
So he's not feeling great right now.
Not at all.
All this. Okay. Jonah is at the district attorney, Blake Tower. That's quite the name.
That's a porn star name.
Yeah. And yeah, Jonah's giving him shit. Like, why don't you find my son? So
he's pulling a Mel Gibson from. Was it Ransom? Give me back my son.
Yeah. it'd be fun to find out that Mel Gibson based his character on this, Jonah.
That would be good.
So Jonah pays to have a bunch of posters put up and TV spots on TV.
Mm-hmm.
He's offering $1 million reward for any information that can lead to the return of his son. That's a lot of money.
That's a hell of a lot of money.
Newspaper business paid a lot back then.
Well, it's when people bought newspapers back then.
Mm-hmm. So little
does anybody know, Jonah doesn't really have the money.
Yeah, he'll find a way to get out of it.
he can't afford to pay Peter for the photos that he gives him, let alone $1 million for information for his son.
Yeah, but you know, don't let that get in the way of a good story. You know,
that's true.
So every two-bit hoodlum is hoping to find John Jameson, so they get it payday. And
we cut Jonah's to really, the yeah. I'm oh, sorry.
Yeah, go Jonah's ahead. Really happy about himself. Robbie must tell him about some plutonium that got stolen.
I'll just fuck off and do my job then.
Yeah. But Jonah wants the focus of the story to be how incompetent the police are. And Robbie's like, you know, I'll smooth it out and make it a bit cleaner than that.
How about a little bit of both?
Then Robbie goes on the phone and calls the Spider-Man hotline. Talk about how much he loves Spider-Man.
Only $9.99 a minute. What a bargain.
Yeah, what a bargain. So Jonah goes on TV and gives his personal phone number, which is very stupid.
No. He's going to get doxxed.
Yeah.
They're going to have a SWAT team show up to his house. He's going to SWAT.
And then we see the laboratory of our mystery villain. With the
I wonder who it is. Because Jonah ruined his life. I wonder if it's Alistair Smythe.
Well, he does mention about his, he does say slaying a lot.
So. Yes.
So he sends his mummy man into a laser thing to power him up. That's how lasers work, apparently.
I'm telling you, it's the Yeti from WCW.
The Yeti.
He's gonna hump Spidey and just wrap his arms around him.
Wait, you're not Hulk Hogan.
We then get to the most awkward conversation of all time in Peter's apartment.
Oh, yeah. So Betty shows up.
Uninvited. Typical Betty.
Yeah, because Peter would never invite her. And she's like, I want to talk about our relationship. And Peter's like, I don't know.
We're in a relationship?
Yeah. He's talking about Ned, and she's like, Ned and I are through. And then she just...
I kind of want to be with Mary Jane, but then I thought I was going to be Jack single. Reacher. Yes. She'd rather be with Jack Reacher. Mm-hmm. And then just thirsty Betty forces herself on Peter.
Yeah.
And kisses him.
Peter gives in, and then, you know, we can only assume there's some hibbity-dibbity going on.
And Peter feels really guilty about it afterwards.
Yeah. But also really good at the same time. Then he probably thinks like, but then again, it's just Ned. Like, what's he going to do about it?
She's separated and she's getting divorced, but it is Betty.
Yeah.
And she's the worst.
Yeah. So I think he knows that he's going to have some bad times ahead.
Yes. But look, a distraction. The Yeti is climbing a building.
Exactly. You can't think about that right now. So, the Yeti crashes right into Jonah's office.
Still hasn't said a word.
No, not yet. But even though Jonah keeps asking, who are you? Why are you grabbing at me? So luckily Spidey gets in just in time and immediately gets flung out the window.
Jonah's like, what are you doing in here? Rescuing you?
You two are in cahoots, aren't you?
There's a dope one-page ad for Shang-Chi Master of Kung Fu. On sale now. A new standard of comic art excellence by Doug Monick and Mike Zeck. Which they did not read before they made that movie.
No. They kind of just made their own stuff up for that one. So Spidey heads on right back in the office and kicks the mummy man in the back of the head, which doesn't really do anything.
And they go through a wall, so Jonah's going to have to redecorate his office again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, and then one of the ladies says, we're worried about you, to Spidey. I don't know if she was like worried about him getting hurt or she's worried that he's the bad guy.
Probably a little bit of both.
Maybe, yeah. We saw earlier that Glory Grant was still working there.
So. And she hasn't gotten fired yet.
Yeah. Well, Joan actually likes her, unlike the other secretaries he's had.
She really works for Robbie, not Joan.
Yeah,
Jonathan, she hasn't worked for Jonah in like 2 years. No. Jonah hasn't realized it yet.
Just pretends to do phone calls for him.
Turns out Jonah doesn't really do anything at the newspaper. Robbie does everything.
Yeah, Jonah just yells a lot and Robbie does the work.
He just yells at random phones. One of the three phones on his desk.
That aren't connected to anything. So Spidey refers to Bruce Jenner here.
Careful, he's gonna get canceled. That you can't call. He can't use that name anymore.
Yeah, who do you think you are, Spidey?
You can't dead name.
You transphobe.
Yeah. Get your shit together, Spidey.
So Spidey knocks the Yeti. We're gonna call him the Yeti until further notice.
Yes, he's the Yeti.
into a pigeon coop. Hopefully it's not Mike Tyson's pigeon coop.
Oh, you're going to get his ass kicked.
Tyson will kick both their asses. And Spidey gets knocked off the roof, but of course he has his little web trampoline. Gives a double-fisted punch to the Yeti.
And whoever the mad scientist is yelling instructions on the walkie-talkie.
This is, now you fool, squash Spider-Man.
So Spidey rips off the bandages on his face, only to reveal that it is... It's the Man-Wolf!
Well, they had that ready.
Yes.
That's right. The Man-Wolf is actually the bandaged up person. So first he knocks out Spidey by smashing him into a chimney stack. And then the Man-Wolf grabs Jonah and I guess chokes him out with the bear hug from behind.
That was the Yeti's move, the bear hug from behind.
That's the Yeti. It all comes together.
Can we just solve the question of who the Yeti was in WCW? It was Man-Wolf all along. It was John Jameson.
John Jameson, the Man-Wolf.
Didn't realize he was that tall. Around.
It was too dangerous. So yeah, the Man-Wolf is back. He's got Spidey and Jameson knocked out, and I guess we'll find out what happens next issue.
Absolutely. So what do you give this issue, Mark?
I will give it 7 out of 7.5 Hogan humps on 10.
Yes, I will give it 8.5 Hogan humps out of 10. Okay. I like this issue, mm-hmm. Even though Betty was in it, and she actually assaulted Peter because, you know, he wasn't consenting to that.
Yeah, exactly. And we got Dr. Asshole getting his comeuppance a little bit.
Yes. So,
happy about that. Batched, where can the fine folks find more of our Pop 4D goodness?
Thank you very much for taking the time to listen to this podcast. Please do us a little favor. If you like the show, leave us a review on iTunes. Leave us a review on Spotify. Leave us a review however you digest this podcast. If you like the show, 5 stars. If you think we're idiots, 5 stars.
Also, make sure so we get more engagement.
Yes. Also, make sure you subscribe to us on the YouTubes. Big thing coming on YouTubes on Pop 4D coming real soon. Follow me on the X at BatchPop4D. And follow us on the Facebooks.
Folks, and
the Pop 4D is coming, folks. Coming real soon, sooner than everyone thinks.
Yeah. Get ready. Won't be able to handle it.
Oh, I won't. Oh.
All right, everyone. Take care. Catch you next time. Bye-bye.
Attention webheads, you can now follow us on all of our official Web Tales of Spider-Man podcast social media for the latest info and upcoming episodes for this show. You can follow us on our Instagram at Web Tales Podcast. Send us a Doom M on our Twitter at Web Tales Podcast. Or you can email us at webtalespodcast@gmail.com. Be sure to also join our official Web Tales of Spider-Man podcast Facebook group. We want to hear and interact from Spidey fans everywhere, and it's a perfect place to talk all things pertaining to everyone's favorite web-slinger. Leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, and be sure to subscribe to not miss any action-packed episode. Web Tales of Spider-Man podcast is also available on Spotify, Google Podcasts, as well as all other podcast providers. So until next time, true believers...
I want that ball-crawling arachnid prosecuted! I want him strung up by his web! I want Spider-Man!
Oh, what is this change within my being? It feels so strange. Like I'm skiing with the ground so high.